Okay, oh, you got it. Let me share with you a few ideas. Let's see, fine, we'll start with this right away. Okay. Which pasuk is it?
First time they come down.
Okay, let's start with this. Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a day of Avelus. Correct? It's a day of Avelus. Public, national Avelus. Chazal says Avelus Yishana. It's an old Avelus from Beis HaMikdash. What is the meaning of the word Avel? Avelus. What is the shoyresh of the word Avel? Where does it come from? Avel is a mourner. Is that the real word? Or is that only a borrowed? Many words in Tanakh are not real words. We're brainwashed in believing that's the word. This is the real word. But many times the word, that's not the real word. There's a real word. And in Tanakh, it borrows from another word to use in a certain context. So I saw, I saw this in I'm not even sure I saw this. Maybe I did see, didn't see it, but if I saw it, I think I know where it was, but I'm not even sure. In any event, I believe it comes from the word avol. What does the word avol mean? But. Where's the first time we find the word avol? The first time, I think it's the first time we find the word avol, is with regard to Yosef's brothers. They come down to Egypt, and Yosef gives them a hard time. He accuses them of being spies. And he gives them the runaround. And he begins to squeeze them. And when things get really rough, and he says, where's your brother? Where's your family? Who's your father? And when things get very, very rough, very difficult, they confess to amongst themselves. They don't even think that he's listening. And they say, Avol Ashemim Anachnu. Alachinu. I already lost the pasuk. Ashereinu. The word avol means but. We are guilty. Avol ashamim. Now what's going on over here? For 22 years, they didn't have any guilt. They took their brother Yosef, they sold him, they made believe that he was murdered, he was killed, they showed it to their father, the father was suffering enormously. They didn't confess to their father. You know, maybe really he's alive. We can spare from all this agony. We'll go down to Egypt. They'll make a search mission to go down to Egypt secretly. They could, for 22 years, there's a lot they could have done to have remorse and to restore Yosef to their father. And the father was suffering, really thought about it. Obviously, for 22 years, they said to themselves, no, we have made the right decision. Every time they saw the father suffer, they said, this is the greater good. He was a roidef. The history, the destiny of Klal Yisrael is in danger, in jeopardy because of this roidef. Our father, unfortunately, doesn't understand this. And therefore, we made the right decision. The first time they had charata was when they were suffering themselves. They came down to Egypt, and Yosef, he segregated them, and then he took them from Shimon, and then he demanded Binyamin, and then they started to put the pieces together. It's Mida Keneged Mida, and finally they said, Avol, but, you know what? We made a big mistake. 22 years
ago.
Oh, okay, another example. Okay, fine. Let's focus for something on this one word over here for now. There's more. There's an earlier source. Thank you. But they finally, after 22 years, came around to confess. Now, what is the translation of the word Avol? So the Targum Unkelis. You don't even need to go to the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. He says Avol means Bekushta. Doesn't mean but. It means the emes. The Bekushta. The emes says we're guilty.
The truth is.
Let me just find the precise meaning. Okay. Ramaevsky is so good. He gave me the pasuk. It's a shemazel. I thought he has to give you something good, and you ruin it. Someone who gives you on a silver platter, you throw in the garbage. Yeah. That's the whole nature of my personality, my essence. Vayomer yishalachif avol hashemim anachnu targum unkelis pasuk chafalif va'amaru givar lachu. Each man said to his brother, "Bekushta." The emes is chayovin anachnu. We're guilty. Let's see the targum yosef in the zeal. Same exact thing. There's no disagreement between the Unglesang and the Zil. Where Avol means MS. The word Avol is the same letters as Ovel, Avel.
Yeah.
Why? So what's, because when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is in the moment of Avelos, it's a moment of truth. You see things differently. You recognize your mortality, your weakness. You recognize what is this world all about. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is struck with a moment of Avelus, Rachmana Litzlan, it's very frightening. You see that life does not go on forever. You see that things come to an end and you feel what's all coming down the line. A moment of Avelus is a moment of MS. And when we live a life of make-believe, we all know that to be true. The whole life is just one big masquerade party. We make believe to be people who we are not. We convince ourselves that we're going to live forever and everything's going to be fine and good and there's never going to be any accountability for what we do. There's no din v'cheshbon, and we just go on the merry-go-round. Go on up and then up and down, and that's the whole life. It's one big game. It's one big merry-go-round. And then all of a sudden when the power goes out, it hits you, the world of reality. What is this all about anyway? What are we here for? How could this happen? How could such a terrible thing happen? Avelus is the same letter as Avel is Avol. Avol, what's the translation? Not but. Whoever told you means but. Where do they get that from? Rashi says here, the Targum says, the Targum is the most basic translation of the world. It means Bekushta. It's a moment of truth. Okay, and that's why that's the relationship. Tisha B'Av is the greatest avelos, because it's a communal avelos. It's a avelos of tzibur. It's a moment when we have to face the truth of reality. Where are we holding? Where is Klal Yisrael holding? What is our goal? What are we trying to accomplish in this world? It's a very intense day. A day of Avol, of MS. Okay, another idea, this just current events. Okay, just struck me in the last week, the tension of the Har HaBayis has reached a new level that we have never seen in our lifetimes. I don't remember ever having such this Rachmanot Tzlan, the Haros. Yeah. Yeah. Har HaBayis? Yeah.
Father,
a
real Sharon.
There's something more, the tension was not the Har HaBayis. Maybe you're right. It was more about terrorism. It was more about Eretz Yisrael. It was more about the Palestinians, their rights, and the occupation. There's something very focused. There's a very intense focus. I don't think I'm mistaken. Okay, you follow the news. What's happened the last few days, last week, focuses very uniquely on the Har HaBayis. They're not focusing about occupation. They're not focusing on rights. They're not focusing. All of a sudden, it became an issue. Har HaBayis. It's ours. I think it's correct. Okay, in the past, there were Gefer L'chot Tzaris. We're not talking about even worse Tzaris. It was terrorism. It was all the other things. This is a different type of thing we have not seen, at least in a very long time. And I think even with Sharon and other things, I know they went Har HaBayis, this, that, but that just sparked Glock. He went on the Har HaBayis. He said sparked a whole law. They tried to assassinate him. That sparked a whole thing. It wasn't about the Har HaBayis. Now there's something, and Jordan wants to get involved, and this one wants to get involved. Who's the Baal HaBayis? The Israel's, they're putting metal detectors, face recognition software, and this and that. My heart, what's going on over here? So the only thing that comes to mind is this amazing thing. It must be Mashiach is around the corner, because this is very relevant for the most famous Tisha B'Av Gemara, the Nevuah of Zechariah ben Berechia. Who's Zechariah ben Berechia? If I'm not mistaken, that's who is Zechariah ben Berechia, not Zechariah ben Yehoyada. He's the one that said, Shualim Holchuba. He's the one that said that Od Yeshu, Zekedim, Zekedim, I don't remember the Gemara in detail, I didn't look it up. The Gemara basically says, what's the whole story? The story is that Rabbi Akiva was gone to Har HaBayis. He went to the Har HaBayis. It's a very scary Gemara, because today you're not going to go to the Har HaBayis. The Haredim don't want us to go to the Har HaBayis. Rabbi Akiva was obviously strolling around near the Har HaBayis. He saw from the distance the Shu'olim coming out of the Mokim in the base of Kodesh HaKadoshim, and his Talmidim, his Haredim, began to cry. He began to laugh. So they said to him, Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? Why are you crying? We're crying because the place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Zor, the Mokim, we know. When you carve a place where a stranger may not enter, it's a pain of death. Foxes are coming. Shu'olim holchuba. Rabbi Akiva says it's for that reason I'm laughing, because we've reached the lowest of the low. We've reached the bottom. And if we reach the bottom, there's only one place yet to go. That's to go to the other nevuah of Zechariah, of Od Yeshu, Zikenimu, Zikenus. Until that point in time, if one nevuah was not fulfilled, I have no guarantee the other nevuah will be fulfilled. Until this point in time, it was never fulfilled, the nevuah of Shualim Holchuba. It never happened that foxes would be able to walk around the Kodesh HaKodashim. So if that nevuah was not fulfilled, who says the nevuah of Zechariah, of Od Yeshu, Zikenimu, Zikenus will be fulfilled? But now that I see the nevuah of the Shualim Holchuba has been fulfilled, that's a sim muvak, that the nevuah of Zechariah, of Od Yeshu, Zikenimu, Zikenus will be fulfilled. Rabbeisai, the foxes coming out of the Kodesh HaKodashim is child's play. Keneged, the people that are walking around the Kodesh HaKodashim today. And Rabbi Akiva had great simcha, was laughing. He was laughing when he saw the foxes. What's a fox already? A fox is a little creature running around. Who's walking around the Kodesh HaKodashim today and making trouble and making Arabs, these animals, mamish animals. These people, they're mamish the worst of animals. They're impossible people. The possible, not even impossible animals. At least an animal you can train. You can discipline. You can discipline. You can train them. So this is even an intensified version of Shu'alim Holchuba. The Nela, Rabbi Akiva was laughing. We should be hysterical. If the key was only in Madrega laughing, believe me, I'm not coming to downplay the tzaris, chas v'sholem, okay? Chas v'sholem, I don't mean it like that. You know that I don't mean it like that. But I mean is, it's a tzara, but we have to, it's a source of inspiration, because Rabbi Kiva was laughing, that nevuah has been fulfilled in a new intensity that we have never seen, then we can yearn and hope, al achas kama v'kama, that there will be a greater intensity of the nevuah of Od Yeshu Zikenim Zikenois. Okay, let's go to another idea. Rabbi Soloveitchik, I want to just touch upon some of the other ideas that I assume Rabbi Soloveitchik Sefer. He has a very beautiful idea. We go back to the question, why don't we daven on Tisha B'Av? Why is the Koyach of Tefillah limited? Why is it sosam tefilasi? We don't wear talis and tefillin. We don't say tiskabel. What's the reason why the koyach tefillah has been suppressed? So pashup shad is Hashem says, I don't want to talk to you. I'm angry at you. Don't talk to me. That's pashup shad. So Rav Soloveitchik says no. Another dimension. It's because it's halach in shulchan aruch. In shulchan aruch it says haba min. We don't pay attention to this halacha, but haba min haderech, a person who comes from the road is not allowed to daven ad shetoshuv daito, until his das is restored. Okay, you see people say they run into daven, the chapa nasher, chapa mincha. Al pi halacha, that's not, you're not even allowed to daven. You have to come to daven, and you have to, when you come from the road, your mind is preoccupied, it's distracted with all of the activities, all of the turmoil that comes with travel. You come into Mimelia Potter. You're not even allowed to daven at Shetoshuv Daito. So Soloveitchik says the reason why in Tisha B'Av there's a halacha, Sosam Tefilasi, it's not just because Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to know from you. Leave me alone today. Go away. I don't want to hear from you. Chas v'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always ready to listen, no matter what. Don't make Hashem into one of us. Then Hashem gets angry. Hashem's always there. We have to understand that we should be so distraught that the bias was chora, and all of the problems that we have, we should be in the geder of haba min haderech. You don't have clarity, you don't have a proper frame of mind. It's a whole different approach. Okay, another quick idea. The kinois, the vast majority of the kinois are arranged according to the letters of the aleph base. Backwards, forwards, middle, all different systems, all complex combinations. Eicha, in fact, is arranged according to the letters. The first four parakim are arranged according to the letters of the aleph base, with the exception of the pay and the ayin. They're backwards three times. But everything is based upon the letters of the aleph base. Why is that so? So obviously the Aleph Beis represents the Shleimus, it represents the totality of everything. That the Churban is so great, we only can express our frustration, our tsar, with the totality of every single letter in the Aleph Beis, everything, every possible expression. That's why we range it according to those of the Aleph Beis. Here's the question I want to ask you. The Gemara asks a question, why do we say every single day Ashrei? Why Ashrei? Why Ashrei was selected three times a day? So the Gemara says, oh, it's the Aleph Beis, because Ashrei has every letter of the Aleph Beis. So the Gemara says, that's not a good answer. So what? You want to praise Hashem with all the letters of the Aleph Beis? It's a nice thought, but that's not enough. That's because that was really the case. There are many candidates. We could say Mizmar Kuf Yutess. There are other Mizmarim.
Well, you say in every day, Kel
right, that's also. There are many things. There are many candidates. There are many candidates in Tehillim and elsewhere to find Eish Haskayo. There are many candidates. So why Ashrei? Bamo Zocha. Why was Ashrei, did it merit to get into the Siddur three times a day? Aleph Beis is not enough. The Gemara says, you're right, it's not enough. You need something else. In order to strengthen the Aleph Beis, you need the Pasuk, Poseach Es Yodecha U'Masbi'a L'chol Chai Ratzam. That's what makes it. What does that Pasuk mean? There are probably 100 Pirushim, but one of the Pirushim which fits for the Tisha B'Av is Hashem gives a person, if you really want, you have to want, will give you the will to go on. Pasech, it doesn't mean, it simply means Hashem will do whatever you want. Pasech, Sidecho, Maspia, Hashem says, L'cholcha, every living creature, Rotso, whatever you want. You want an ice cream cone? You're going to get it. You want a new house? You're going to get it. You want to have 100 grandchildren? You're going to get it. Whatever you want, you're going to get. Really? Really? Is that what it means? The vast, vast majority of people that I know and that's in rally out don't get what they want. That's not the way it goes. That's not the way. So is that really what it means? Obviously, it doesn't mean, maybe it means that. I don't know, but it simply doesn't mean that. So then what does it mean? There are many interpretations, but the simple interpretation that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a human being the ability to go on. Rotzon, will to live, even though things don't go your way. Life is very depressing at times, sometimes, for some people. And if you really want the ability to go on, Hashem will open up His hand. Pesach U'Maspi will satisfy every living creature. Ratzon, the will to live, will to proceed to move onward despite all of the difficulties. This is the most critical element that is necessary for life. Even more critical than air and water, it's more critical to have the will to live. If you don't have the will to live, you're not going to wake up in the morning. You're just not going to exist. Person even psychologically can take his own life, theoretically. If a person does not have the will to live, a person, according to some people, some scientists, Dr. Phil, do you ever hear such thing? A person does not have the will to live, he can theoretically shut himself down. His heart will stop breathing. Mentally, the mind has the power to tell the system shut down. You go on the little icon, mind clicks an icon, shut down. Not a restart, not a reboot. To shut down. The mind can do it if it really wants. So why doesn't the mind shut down? Our Hamas people are very depressed. They do it. Actually, the mind just don't wake up. It's such a thing. It's this very frightening thing. Why? Because every person has built in his neshama a mashahu of ratzon. Even though people can be very depressed and need medication to get them going, but there's a mashahu of ratzon, of will to go on in life, and the person really wants to get out of depression at some degree. Sometimes you need medicine, you have no choice. You can build upon that. You can nurture the molecule of Ratzon to a greater degree and be able to persevere in the face of great, very great difficulties. High Ratzon. So the Gemara says, that's the clincher. Aleph Beis is Gevaldik. It contributes. But you need also this Pasuk, Perseach Es Yodecho Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon, to be a winner in order to be the winner to enter into the Tznuch Sachatvila three times a day. So now let's return to Kinois. The vast majority of Kinois, I should say vast majority, but the majority of Kinois are arranged according to the letters of the Aleph Beis. So what? The Gemara is the Kasha. So what? There is no significance in everything being arranged according to the letters of the Aleph Beis. The answer is, what is the chilek between a Kina and a Mizmar? A Kina and a Piyot? A kina versus a kurva, a kina versus a yoitzer. What is the unique nature of a kina versus all these other types of poems, zemiros, a zemer, look at the collection, a zemer, a kurva, a yoitzer, a piot.
Kurva is something.
What?
No. Kurva is something else.
What's a kurva? No, a kurva, that's what it is. That's what it is. A kurva. Sorry. A kurva. A kurva. A yoitzer. A kurva, a yoitzer, a zemer, a piot. What else? What else? There's more. There's even more than this. And then there's the mizmar. A mizmar is a real zemer. And then there's a thing called a kina. Lament. Lamentations. What is that? You know what a kina is? A kina is the whole essence is rotzen. Even after the greatest failure, the greatest suffering,
you want to get back.
You still, I accept it. I'm willing to go weiter. I want to get back. I want to go further. All these other things are all things which are, they're poetic. They're not describing tragedy. They're describing a piyutim. You're describing piyutim. Pretty much just describe the day. What happened today? Today is this halacha, that halacha. There are not a lot of nice things in the yoitzer. This praise, the malachim, zemer, it's song. Kina is unique. It's we are reflecting upon tragedy, and within the tragedy, we accept the responsibility, and we want to go forward and get back to where we belong. The essence of the kina is poseach es yodecha umaspia l'chol chai rotzai. It's much, much better than Ashrei. Ashrei only has one pasuk where it expresses rotzai. Ashrei has the aleph beis plus one of the 22 psukim in aleph beis, 21 psukim in aleph beis, whatever, I'm not even I'm confused, whatever, one of the 21 psukim, because simech shem b'chol nefesh, one is missing, is rotzai. A kina doesn't need the pasuk poseach es yodecha umaspia l'chol chai rotzai, because the whole kina, the kina from beginning to end, is an expression of rotzai. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed almost 2,000 years ago, and we're still sitting on the floor, yearning for its rebuilding, and we're mourning over its loss. What greater expression was the problem?
No, my thinking when you have the whole Aleph Beis, usually that means either all-encompassing
okay.
tragedy or the violation of the Torah and its 22 osios. Those are the more conventional interpretations.
So that's what we're doing. But the Gemara says, wonderful, I agree with you, but that's not enough. That's not enough to make it. That's a contributing factor. You need, in addition, in order to win, you need also the pasuk poseach es yodecha umaspia l'chol chai rotzai. That's why Asher was selected. So on Tisha B'Av, we have that winning combination with every kina, because every kina, or some kinas have all the aleph beis, plus, it's not just one pasuk. The kina itself is an expression of rotzai. The Beis Hamikdash may have been destroyed 2,000 years ago, but yet we're still yearning, we're mourning, we're still yearning for its rebuilding. What greater expression is there of rotzai, the willing to go on, the willing to continue, the willing to rebuild, than a kina? So a kina is a win-win. It's an ashrei. It has the milus of the aleph beis, which is all encompassing, plus it encompasses within it the rotzai and the will to rebuild. Okay, we'll stop over here. Have a wonderful day.